We can talk about things that really interest me and I don't have to apologise for them because Pete's not here.
Do you have a Labubu voice?
Hello.
Oh, it's not looking good.
Hello.
Devil Wears Prada 2 has started filming. Don't be ridiculous. Everybody wants this. Dermot just knocked himself unconscious next to me. They're like, stay in. 10, 9, count me down. I'm like, oh my God, this is like SAS.
The Sunday Roast Reheated.
With Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood.
Guys, welcome to the Sunday Roast Reheated podcast. This is the adult bit. If you can't take a joke, you don't like swear words or adult content, this is your warning to keep it moving because things will get a little bit more unfiltered on here. But I'm on my own, so let's do this. Girl power. I'm riding solo on the radio and on the pod this week. He is finding himself up a mountain somewhere. Not Brokeback style, or maybe, who am I to judge? And yeah, I've got the place to myself. I've got my girls here. I've got Em's on social, Liz, my producer, and Dean. Dean's not a gal, but he's just going to be an honorary girl today. And we're basically just going to hang out with you. Let's talk about me, because that's my favorite subject, I feel. Just would like to make a statement about last week. I do not condone excessive drinking. It's not glamorous, not cool, it's not big or funny. No, actually, it is funny, but it's nothing else. I was in a world of trouble last week and I need to do better for you guys. And today, I've washed, I've slept, I've brushed my hair. I've got the same hoodie on, which is slightly concerning, but it has been through the wash. I just really like this hoodie. So yeah, I had a really big night out and then came to the radio. And I woke up on the Monday when the podcast would have dropped and I had to like think, did I go into the radio yesterday or did I just fever dream it? So I just checked my phone. I was like, no, I did go in.
Where am I?
I was physically there, but mentally I was somewhere else. There was like a 3-second delay between every link and my answer. And the thing is, with Pete, you know, God love him, he won't mind me saying, he's constantly an alcohol withdrawal because he drinks 3 or 4 times a week. So it doesn't really hit him that hard. Whereas you know me, I live a life of extremes. I'm either on the Barry's boot camp, on the green juices, or I'm in the gutter. There's like nowhere in between. So last week it was gutter.
I've got the headphones on, but
there you go. She's got the headphones on.
This week, completely different. I am daytime TV girl. I'm going to the gym. I'm getting early nights. And that kind of aptly brings me on to talk about another thing in relation to myself. I did my first day hosting this morning this week alongside Dermot O'Leary.
Welcome to your Fridays this morning. And look who's joined us today. It's only the lovely Olivia Atwood, everyone.
Thanks, guys.
Welcome to the family.
This is not a drill. This is happening.
It's happening.
And I want you to know, I did go for a smaller heat.
You could have worn a flat. That's all I'm saying. Early feedback.
I couldn't, actually.
Could have worn a flat.
I honestly had such a good time. I'm going to take you through it. You can sort of hold my hand with me on a typical this morning as a host. So you get into the studio for around 6:30-ish early. There's an amazing team there. They get you something to eat and then you go into glam. And my glam team turned me from like troll into something presentable for the daytime audience. And in that room, you have your scripts all on the table so you can like read through the show. Producers are coming in and out, updating on what's going on. Dermot arrived a little bit later because obviously it's not going to take him as long to get camera ready as me. But I had this moment when I first went into the dressing room and there was the scripts and it's like, this morning, the date on it, host Olivia Atwood and Dermot O'Leary. And I was like, now this is really fucking real. And just really surreal because I don't need to educate you guys about Dermot O'Leary's career from radio to television. Like, he's a broadcasting legend. I grew up watching this guy on like Big Brother's Little Brother, X Factor, listening to him on the radio. So I was like, this is like the definition of like blag too hard. And now I'm about to go on national television for 2.5 hours of live TV with a literal legend. So yeah, I had like a little moment just when I saw it in writing, because I've obviously known for quite a few months I was going to have the slot and they were going to try me out and I did a screen test and I rehearsed and I knew the script inside out. So I felt really ready, but just like seeing it there, I was like, oh shit, this is happening. But yeah, then we do a team meeting, we go up to studio, and then before you know it, you're live, and you're live for 2.5 hours. Like with this morning, if you watch the show, there's a lot of movement, people coming in and out off set, lots happening, earpiece is just running constantly, there's a big gallery of people talking about all kinds of different things. So the hardest thing, I think, for any host of a live format to learn is kind of just tuning out the noise. Not the best when you have ADHD, but I have got really good at it, but I have to kind of bring myself back in because sometimes I'll be speaking to someone, but then the gallery having conversation, I'm like, oh, and she had what for lunch? Wait, no, that's not this. This is not what we're talking about. So I have to kind of selectively hear, which is something I've been working on and learning for the last couple of years. But I feel a little bit like I'm letting you down in terms of tea, but nothing really went wrong, which I'm so glad for, because I feel like I would have recovered, I would have laughed it off, but I just wanted it to go really well. We ended the show by doing a literal ice water face dunk into these bowls, because Rihanna's been doing it. Lots of celebrities are like dunking their face in ice water. And Dermot kind of misjudged the bowl and clunked his head on the rim of this bowl. But it was just as my face had gone like submerged. So then I started to laugh. So I almost ended up waterboarding myself because I'm like basically like sucking in this water, because I'm thinking he's just knocked himself unconscious next to me. But I'm like, shall I stay in? And I've still got the earpiece, and they're like, stay in, stay in. 10, 9, count me down. I'm like, oh my God, this is like SAS. But yeah, all in all, it was really good.
Dermot's actually sent you a video message.
No, stop. Are you joking?
Yeah, it's here.
Oh my God.
Olivia, well done. We're through our first Friday. I thought you did an absolutely fantastic job. You were brilliant, you were funny. You educate me a lot about reality TV and makeup, so thank you very much for both of those things. And I will see you next Friday. Big love.
Oh, what a ledge. Oh, he's, do you know what? He's one of the fucking good guys. And let me tell you, they come far and few between in our industry. But he's a proper ledge. So other things that are happening this week that aren't directly to do with me, but they are good. And actually, we can talk about things that really interest me and I don't have to apologise for them because Pete's not here. And you're going, what is that? Never watched that. You can just hear it now, can't you? But Devil Wears Prada 2, we don't know what the title's going to be, but I'm just calling it Devil Wears Prada 2, has started filming.
It's the first day of shooting Devil Wears Prada.
We have seen the Huns in New York City, Anne Hathaway with the new face, Meryl Streep, Stanley Tucci, they're all back, baby. And the looks are on fire. I mean, Anne looks younger than she did in the first film. It's very exciting. That film, I love it. It was a cultural reset. And like, honestly, me and my friends, we quote that film all the time. Like, to this day, we always do this line, you know, at the end when they're in the taxi.
What if I don't want to live the way you live?
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Andrea. Everybody wants this.
Don't be ridiculous. Everybody wants this. And then she goes and she throws the phone in the fountain. Whenever I say I'm tired with this job, my friends go, God, everybody wants this. Or they do to me, well, nobody could do what Olivia Atwood does. But we just do these stupid little quotes. So they're just, yeah, I love it. It'd be interesting to see, because I feel like everything around that film was so millennial coded. Like, you know, their unhealthy conversations, attitudes towards weight, and the way they talked about women. Like, there's a lot of stuff that like Gen Z would just, one, just not get, and two, be fucking horrified by. And I know the fashion industry has moved on baby steps, but it'd be interesting to see, like, in this new film, how they represent a culture that has moved on to a degree. But that's not the only film that's returning. It's just like a fucking millennial's dream, isn't it? Because Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan are literally about to drop the Freaky Friday sequel, titled Freakier Friday. There you go. Sounds like some of my weekends. But that's another great film. Like, that's, I think, was the film that kind of launched my Chad Michael Murray obsession. One Tree Hill kind of contributed a little bit, but he was hot in that film, the long hair. At one point, I was trying to find some photos. I remember, oh my God, I'm such a boomer. I went on Google, I printed off, because this is how you'd show your hairdresser what hair you liked, like no phones, kids, printed it off in colour. My dad had a fucking hemorrhage. He was like, we're never going to financially recover from this. I can't believe you fucking printed an A4 picture. You ruined me! But it was of Lindsay Lohan's hair where she had these like white stripes in it, and I had this really long hair at the time. To be fair, my mum was always quite a cool mum, and she's like, if my mum was going to Tony and Guy, she'd let me come and like get highlights. It's probably like a little bit unrelatable, but she was always quite like, let us do whatever. So when I had this picture, my hairdresser was like, they're just going to be like really bulky if I do them like that. Like, I know it on a film. And I was like, no, it's really... I fucking had like these like big bleached panels in my hair. So Lindsay, you owe me. But it got me thinking, if we're going to be greedy now, if we're going to get a Devil Wears Prada 2, we're having a Freaky Friday 2, like films that you'd love a sequel to. Me personally, I've always said it, Bridesmaids. I could watch Bridesmaids again and again and again and again. What else? Get in the comments and tell us what other films we need to bring back, I think. So, guys, this Labubu stuff is really, it's become a heavy crown to wear, I'm not going to lie. So I kind of feel like I bought the culture. I created this. I didn't really, but let's just say I did. People stop me in the street and they go, you know Labubus are possessed, right? And I'm like, of course I know they're possessed. The internet basically has come to the assumption, the wrong assumption, that owning a Labubu means you need therapy or you are a psychopath. So the team at the KISS studios have created a test, and it basically sees if I am either those, psychopath or mentally unstable. Spoiler alert, probably both.
How many Labubus do you own?
My collection has been depleted because I've been gifting them out left and right. About 16.
Seriously?
I had about 40 at one point.
Do any of them have names apart from Boo Boo?
No, they are all a Boo Boo. But they actually do come with names on the box, but I might call them like the pink one, like Pinky, Bluey.
If your Labubu was to commit a crime, what would it be?
They would work together to rob an Hermes store. Labubus are drawn to Hermes bags, Birkins. That's their happy place to be hanging from Hermes bag. So they'd want access to the stockroom.
Do you have a Labubu voice?
Yeah, it's like,
hello.
Oh, it's not looking good, babe.
Hello.
Hello.
What did you do the last time someone said Labubus are ugly?
I felt sorry for them because they obviously have no taste and they don't get it. It's very sad. How could you ever think a Labubu is ugly?
Labubu writes a diary. What was the last thing they wrote about you?
They're quite sassy, which is part of the reason I love them. But it would be something like, another day sat in the cupboard because that stupid bitch says I didn't match the brown Birkin. Bluey got to go out again.
Where do you see Labubus in the next 10 years? Landfill?
I see, like, the culture evolving. Like, I know in Asia there is a Labubu theme park. I would like to think that would there be one commissioned here in the UK? I'd like a theme park, a shopping centre, and just for people just to, you know, to understand them and just accept them into society wholeheartedly.
Okay, so the results are in. I'm an expert, yeah. And it's my personal judgment that you are both insane and psychotic. Great. Take that as you will.
I don't know what to say. I'm not shocked.
But God forbid a girl likes to express herself with keychains.
God forbid a girl has a hobby. My one job today is to distract you from Monday. And one way I'm going to do that is by oversharing, obviously. And we're playing my favourite game, WhatsApp Roulette. Today's word is... suck. I'm not sitting in a meeting being told how to suck eggs. I wouldn't be surprised if they don't suck your brother into a cult. I had a 3-course afternoon tea and now I have to suck on a Gaviscon. That was the result of WhatsApp Roulette, guys, of me searching suck into my WhatsApp history.
The Sunday Roast Reheated.
With Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood. The Week Roasted.
With Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood.
Drake, he's obsessed with us Brits, guys. He cannot get enough. 2 weekends ago, he was here for Wireless Festival. This weekend, he's been in Manchester. We spoke about his jet before on here. It's kind of obnoxious. It's got clouds all over it. It's a niche taste, right? It was worth 80 million. He's made some renovations to it to up its value to now £200 million by adding a whole cinema room. Guys, I'm just trying to get extra legroom on Jet 2. Like, please.
Just hit the mic.
Okay, so we just did a very lukewarm The Week Roasted on the radio show because this week there wasn't much to roast, but there was one thing I could like really put on the cooker, but it wasn't radio suitable. And that was this. Harry Styles has expanded his unisex lifestyle brand Pleasing with a new intimate wellness line called Pleasing Yourself. In layman's terms, he's flogging really expensive dildos. The product includes a double-sided vibrator priced at £68, a silicone-based lubricant called the Pleasing Lube for £25. What's it made of? Unicorn tears. Guys, so look, Harry Styles, essentially, in a nutshell, he's selling dildos now or some kind of sex toys. There was an ad, you know, where he answers the phone and he goes, please yourself, or something at the end. Oh, there's a big blurb and like a, you know, like a brand mission. It's freaking yourself off. Like, it's, come on, so let's stop deeping it. It's a cash grab. They're trying to dress it up to be something so, like, positivity and all this like crap, but essentially it's just a vibrator for £68. I, not to be sexist, I know he's a very progressive guy, but I don't need men getting involved in female masturbation. It's literally the whole point. But he's a brand in himself, and I'm sure that this will probably do very well. I don't know what his audience is, because I know his audience has obviously evolved from One Direction days. They've grown up with him, so I'm sure they are at the age where, you know, these kind of products are suitable. But I don't know. It's still, in my head, he's still One Direction guy, even though I know that he's done films and he's had a solo career and he's a fully grown adult. It's just weird. I don't know. There's something about these celebrity lifestyle brands, and they must be so lucrative to work. It's like the Goop with Gwyneth Paltrow. It feels like satire, but it's dead serious. Like lube for £25. I bought something the other day for my top. It was Fiverr. Stop it. My cherubs, this has been the Sunday Roast Reheated minus one long-haired man named Pete Wicks. This podcast is probably the most random thing you ever listened to, but if you've had a laugh, you've enjoyed it, your ears aren't bleeding, then give me a little 5 stars. Look, these can be 5 stars just for me because Pete's not here, so I'm actually begging you. I'm going on the record and saying I want this to rate better when I'm here on my own. So give your girl 5 stars, put something in the comments, subscribe. Enjoy your hot girl walk, and I'll see you next week.
The Sunday Roast.
Reheated.